Chapter 9, Killing Deinakasura. Along with his friends, cows, and brother Balaram, Krishna went every day through the forests of Vrindavan, which were full of sweet grass, bees, flowers, and fruits. There were chirping birds, clear water lakes, and sweet-smelling breezes. The trees, heavy with fruits, bowed down to touch the ground as if welcoming Krishna, and that made him smile. While walking, Krishna and Balaram played their flutes. The boys made the sound of bees and cuckoos, cuckoo, cuckoo, or danced like the peacocks and the swans in the lakes. Krishna also moved his neck, making his friends laugh. The cows looked at him and mooed happily when he called them by their names. Sometimes the boys made sounds like tigers and lions and then ran away like the small animals there out of fear. When they were tired, they would sit down. Balaram would put his head on the lap of one of the boys to take a nap, and Krishna would come and massage his legs or fan him with a palm leaf fan. One day, his friends Sridham, Subal, and Stoka Krishna said, "Dear Balaram, your arms are very strong. Dear Krishna, you are very expert in killing all kinds of disturbing demons. In the forest called Talavan, there are big palm trees full of fruits. Some fruits fell out of the trees, and some are very ripe even in the trees. It is a very nice place, but because of a great demon, Deinakasura, it is not safe to go there anymore. No one can get the fruits. This demon looks like a donkey and has many demon friends who are all donkeys. They are very strong, and we are afraid to go there. Not even animals or birds sleep there. They have all left. We can only just smell the sweet smell of the fruits coming from that place. Maybe you are the only ones who can kill such demons. Dear Krishna and Balaram, let us go there and enjoy those sweet fruits. Don't you smell them from here?" To please his friends, Krishna and Balaram went to the Talavan forest, where Balaram began to shake the trees with strong arms. All the ripe fruits fell down to the ground. Deinakasura, that donkey demon living there, heard the sound of the fruits falling and came running quickly, making the whole ground shake. The demon kicked Balaram in the chest with his back legs. At first, Balaram did not say anything, and the angry demon kicked him even harder. But this time, Balaram quickly caught the donkey's legs with one hand. He wheeled him around and around and around and threw him high into a treetop, where he lay dead. The demon's body was so heavy, the tree fell down upon other trees, and many fell down upon each other. It looked as if a great windy hurricane had blown down all the trees in the forest, one after another. Then all the friends of Deinakasura came running. Krishna and Balaram caught each donkey by the back legs. They wheeled them around and around and killed them by throwing them into the palm trees, just like Deinakasura. Because of so many different colors of dead donkeys, it looked as if clouds of many colors were floating in the trees. The demigods showered flowers on Krishna and Balaram, playing music and singing devotional prayers. A few days after the killing of Deinakasura, people began to come into the Talavan forest to collect fruits again. Then the birds and animals began to live there without being afraid. In the forest of Talavan, Lord Krishna and Balaram killed an Anakasura by whirling him around and around and around and around. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.